There are huge disadvantages from this pandemic. There are advantages too.
Such as?
The environmental science, because of COVID, is no longer only discussed by professors in academic journals. And we are also start seeing conservation becoming entrenched in everyday life, politics and economy.
How does that shift relate to the pandemic and how the coronavirus entered the human population?
If it's true that this mostly came from a pangolin or bats, which was African, and it was shipped to Chinese market. We are where we are because of the mismanagement of wildlife.
Tell me about the impact that COVID-19 has had on conservation efforts in Africa and its role in the development of the economy.
Absolutely. The immediate impact came from the complete halt of tourism arrivals due to the global lockdown. You know that tourism is one of the largest sectors globally. For Africa, 1 in 11 jobs are created through tourism, and tourism contributes average of between 7 to 9% of GDP. That shut down overnight as Africa closed borders and closed domestic travel and shut down transport networks and, of course, shut down all the airports.
How many jobs are we talking about?
Average is about 3 million jobs. These are people who are park rangers, tour guides, they sell crafts, they run airport taxis, they work in restaurants. Now, for communities near wildlife places, it meant that they will have to find other means of survival. So we've seen a spike in wildlife poaching, especially the smaller antelopes. Fortunately, we haven't seen a lot on the big ones, the elephants, the rhinos. That has declined as countries shut down borders. But there's a spike in the small mammals because of protein people needed. In Africa, a big part of the rural economies are supported by the diasporas that was feeding rural economies from relatives in urban areas. As the economy started shutting down and rural economies collapsed, agriculture suffered, subsistence agriculture, and that increased a lot of natural resource use. So people will raid forests for natural products.
And of course, the sudden absence of tourism has meant a huge loss of revenue for conservation and the parks.
The impact has been real. Overnight, boots on the ground decreased, vehicles decreased. That was in Serengeti, one of the largest parks in Africa. Pre-COVID, you have 5,000 tourists a day on the ground in the park, about 2,000 vehicles. The week I was there, 3 months ago, I met 8 vehicles in the park. And of course, the bad guys had a field day. Now, private land owners, 100% of their revenue is from tourism. And that went out overnight. In Kenya, for example, private land owners, they are poised to lose about $120 million in revenue. And that has consequences because conservation is a land use. And if it can't provide, people are going to find alternative land use. And in a country like Kenya, real estate companies are approaching these private land owners.
But on the other hand, along that line, I hear that the dearth of tourism has actually been a boon to wildlife populations, which were able to flourish now relatively undisturbed by people.
You hear a lot of that. Of course, wildlife thrived. I've just come from Uganda and I visited one of the 3 national parks in Uganda, and the numbers are increasing. But to what end? Those numbers we see increased, we are going to see a spike in human-wildlife conflict. So direct benefits need to increase with the numbers of wildlife. And management needs to increase, and community involvement in managing wildlife has to increase. We believe that you cannot develop without conservation. At the same time, Africa needs to develop in order to conserve. Africa has another 5 to 10 years. And the decisions our leaders are making are going to determine the future of wildlife and wildlands. As Africa, that is priceless.